Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. Greg Dowd of NCBA's Washington office joining us as we talk Korea in just a moment.
Attention, Oklahoma small business owners with 50 or fewer employees. You may save 60% or more on health coverage for employees through a state subsidy called Insure Oklahoma. It's funded by the Oklahoma Tobacco Tax and subsidizes health coverage premiums for lower to moderate income employees. Ask an insurance agent about Insure Oklahoma. Go to InsureOklahoma.net or call 1-888-365-3742 for more information. Insure Oklahoma, subsidizing health coverage.
This is Tyler LaRue with LaRue & Associates. I'm here to tell you the Insure Oklahoma Healthcare Assistance Plan is absolutely terrific. Any company with 50 or fewer employees can have 60% or more of their qualified employees' premiums paid through Insure Oklahoma. 60%! I've already helped over 150 businesses take advantage of this fabulous program. Call me, Tyler LaRue, 800-994-1950. I'm an authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Call Tyler LaRue, 800-994-1950.
It'll be election day later this week in Korea, and that could be very important for getting U.S. beef back into that country once again. So says Greg Dowd, chief economist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
April 9th is the day of the Korean election, and the week following that, I think it's 16, 17, 18, somewhere in there, new Korean President Lee will come to Camp David to see President Bush, the first time any Korean president has been to Camp David. We are watching that very closely. The Koreans know that they have to get this beef deal done to get the free trade agreement ratified by the U.S. Congress. And they know and we know that the only path to doing that is to get beef up and running here. And I think there are – my understanding is there are very significant expectations for what's going to come out of this meeting at Camp David. So we've got just a couple weeks here to see how that's all going to go down.
I know that we were in Korea a few weeks ago, and they were saying right after the inauguration that he was kind of stepping back a little bit, pushing that too hard until he was able to get his cabinet in place.
Well, and that's the expectation on this April 9th election is that his party and his folks are going to win pretty big, just as he did in the presidential election, and kind of sweep make some sweeping changes here. And once he's got that to occur – then he can kind of step in here and run the country the way he wants to without getting a lot of resistance from the other party in Congress. And so we've got to step back and wait for that to happen, see how all that's going to happen, and then proceed accordingly. And I understand and appreciate that he wants to get that done. And I don't think we want to really interfere in that. But hopefully that'll be the step that really opens the door here for us.
And the hope is that that'll take us to a full reopening, not just getting back to where we even were here back in the fall.
I know. It's been made crystal clear to everyone that this is a full opening, exactly like what we have between the U.S. and Canada here, what we're talking about with OIE, full enchilada. Is the description that I use, no restrictions. And that has to happen that way. There's just no other way about it.
Right.
It had been reported this last week that the Korean ambassador to the United States acknowledged that we had to solve this beef trade issue very, very quickly in order to get any opportunity to move forward with a U.S.-South Korean free trade agreement here in 2008, something that the Koreans definitely are very, very interested in. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, neighbors, this Saturday, the 12th of April, the Grass the Grid Bull and Female Sale, featuring the genetics of Collins Cattle of Frederick, Oklahoma, and Griswold Cattle of Follett, Texas. The sale to be held in Follett, Texas on the 12th, 12:30 in the afternoon. They'll have Angus, Maine Angus composites, and Sim Angus composite bulls to be sold, 100 of them, along with 100 commercial blackbred and open fancy heifers. For more information, 1-800-975-6313. 1-800-975-6313. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.